AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. In Kansas City, Missouri, two firefighters are dead, killed when a burning building collapsed. Fire officials say two other firefighters were hurt. The four were clearing an area with a partially collapsed roof when the structure collapsed further. Crews continue to battle that fire. As the worst of the flooding that roared through South Carolina washed out to sea, Governor Nikki Haley says it's time to change the task of those dealing with the ongoing emergency.
We are going from a massive response situation to a massive recovery situation.
Workers have reopened the entire stretch of Interstate 95 southbound, making it the first time in 8 days that traffic on the major highway link from Florida to the Northeast didn't take a two-hour detour. Palestinians carried out three stabbings Monday in Jerusalem, leaving a teenage Israeli boy in critical condition. Two of the attackers, both teenage boys, were killed. Mickey Rosenfeld is an Israeli police spokesman.
Heightened security continues in and around Jerusalem in public areas, as well as central bus stations and the main railway line linking both the different Israeli Arab neighborhoods and the center of town.
Prime Minister Netanyahu angrily accused the country's Arab leaders of helping incite weeks of violence. The American dentist who killed a lion named Cecil in Africa is apparently off the hook there. The AP's Andrew Meldrum reports Zimbabwe is no longer pressing for the U.S. to extradite James Walter Palmer.
Zimbabwe's Environment, Water and Climate Minister, Opa Muchinguri Kashiri, said that Zimbabwe's police and national prosecuting authority had cleared Palmer of any wrongdoing. She said that he is now free to return to Zimbabwe as a tourist. And she said it turned out that Palmer came to Zimbabwe with all his papers in order.
This is AP Radio News. Princeton professor Angus Deaton is the winner of the Nobel Prize for Economics for his work on poverty and inequality.
The 69-year-old joked about how he knew his name was being considered, but never expected to win.
I was not lying in bed at 6 o'clock this morning thinking, ooh, that phone call should come in the next however long.
As far as his research into poverty goes, the Nobel winner says one of the biggest threats he's concerned about now is inequality.
I do worry about a world in which the rich get to write the rules. Which the rest of us then have to obey.
Angus Deaton says he credits his modest upbringing and some luck with helping him not just get to where he is, but understand what he studies, poverty. Julie Walker, New York.
Actor Randy Quaid and his wife are being held on $500,000 bail each in Vermont, charges they skipped out of the country 5 years ago after being charged with vandalism in California. They were arrested at the Canadian border Friday night. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.